I want to ride my
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Hi there, I'm Kylie Walczak with Pedaling the Pueblo. With me today is Mark Reynolds, and Mark is going to tell us a little bit more about Pedaling the Pueblo, the show you're hearing for the first time. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Well, I'm a husband and a dad, and I'm a public school teacher, and I'm also a person who prefers to commute by bicycle.
Why is it important to have a show like this on KXCI in Tucson?
Tucson has such a rich history of bicycling. We have multiple organizations. Our government agencies are really interested in supporting bicycling. We have a lot of teams. We have basically a lot of people who want to ride bikes in and around the Tucson area. We're also known nationally and really internationally as a place to come and ride bikes. We've ranked highly in having commuters in Tucson, and also we have a lot of events that draw people from around the country.
Like we always say, tons of work left to do to continue to make Tucson a great place to cycle, but lots of foundation here that makes it a great place right now. In this show, Pedaling the Pueblo, we're going to hear something we're calling People First language. We're not going to refer to people as cyclists, mountain bikers. You know, there's tons of different descriptors to talk about.
Right, all those divisions.
Bikes. Right. So tell us about what people first language is and maybe why it's important.
Well, people's first language is pretty simple. And, you know, the simple beauty of it is that it's really inclusive. So like you said, we talk about a person who drives a car, a person who is a pedestrian, a person who rides a bike. And what that does is make it so that we all have this level playing field. We're all people first. And that way we can dialogue as people who use different modes of transportation to navigate our built environment here in Tucson. And so I mentioned all those organizations, and as this show progresses, we're going to bring in all those people who are going to talk about their perspective on riding bikes and using transportation throughout Tucson.
So that's another point about this show that we should really drive home, no pun intended, that this is a community content-driven show. And if people want to write to us with suggestions and topics for this show, they can email us at ptp@kxci.org and write to us. Ask us questions you have about bicycling laws, about funding, and if you have questions about how you get infrastructure in your neighborhood that makes biking or walking easier or more comfortable, write to us and ask us those questions, and we'll do our best to research the answers and or bring in the experts who have those answers onto this show.
Real people, real radio, write us.
Pedaling the Pueblo. All right, thanks so much for coming in, Mark, and explaining the origins of this show, and look for us weekly.
Thank you.